So for me, I chose to study French. Actually, the story of me speaking French originated from me just doing what was easy. I grew up in a pretty, I guess, multicultural family. Both of my parents come from Haiti, where one of the languages that they speak in Haiti is French. So as I was growing up, I was living in a house where my family did not only speak English, we actually spoke Haitian Creole and English in the house. And then I went to church that was a Haitian church. So that's when I first became exposed to the French language. I would listen to people say things in French because the Bible was in French. There are songs that were in French and Creole. So that's when I first started picking up on the language, even though I didn't speak it. Then when it became time for me to, kind of decide, all right, it's high school. When are we going to pick up another language, which is common to do at that age in America? I had the choice between studying Spanish and French. Before high school, I took one class in Spanish, and it wasn't that hard for me because I guess the Romance languages, I had heard French in my past. I understood French quite well, but I was about 13, 14 years old at the time. I understood the language, so learning Spanish was kind of easy, but I never continued with it. When I got to high school, however, my father, who was actually a French teacher at the time, encouraged me to start to take French. He was like, look, it's going to be easy for you. Why wouldn't you do the thing that's easy? You know, why would you struggle in a language when you could do one that you could get an easy A in that class? So that's actually why I started to speak French. But once I started to take the French classes, I noticed, okay, this might be something that I'm naturally skilled at. So I progressed. I was able to skip a couple of the primary levels so I didn't have to sit in class and learn chien, chat, moi je suis, and things like that. And I actually enjoyed it. I continued on to the higher levels in French. And now, actually, I did doubt myself for a little while. There was a year or two when I said, okay, I'm in the United States. There are some jobs where if you want to do work with different populations, if you want to do legal work and things like that, it's probably beneficial to know Spanish, as a huge chunk of the American population speaks Spanish, or maybe comes from Spanish-speaking countries. For me, I doubted myself because I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Go to Canada? Like, who wants to speak French with me at this moment? And then I became a teaching assistant in France, and I really started to see a little bit more about how French could be used. So now I'm still encouraged by speaking French, and I think it actually is an asset, depending on what you want to do in your life.